So the Rothschild were a famous German-Jewish banking family who became very wealthy in the 18th century. And then Amar Rothschild, he was the one who really made their name. He had five sons, and they all went to establish banks in different countries, in France, in Italy, in Germany, in the Netherlands, and indeed in the United Kingdom. Of course, when they were around, Germany wasn't a united country, wasn't fully united until 1871. So in German, their name is Rothschild, which means red shield or red sign, as in a street sign in the shape of a shield. When they came to the United Kingdom, it was anglicised to Rothschild. And so they were super wealthy and very prominent, and they were actually crucial in helping the United Kingdom win the Napoleonic Wars. You can read Niall Ferguson's book about this, The Power of Money, because one of the determinative factors in the Napoleonic Wars is the British Army was able to pay its troops on the continent, often pay them in gold, and buy food and whatever else it needed, partly because of the credit extended by the Rothschilds. So that was vital to securing a British victory. So Jewish people were discriminated against by law in the United Kingdom in the early 19th century. And indeed, when a Jewish man was elected to Parliament, he couldn't take a seat because he refused to take an oath on the Bible to Christianity. And finally, the law was amended in 1851, the Jewish Relief Act, and Jews had legal equality and entered Parliament. And the Rothschild, they were associated with the Liberal Party, first of all, and then one of them was ennobled as Lord Rothschild, the first Jewish peer of the realm. And later, they became Conservatives, and they were allies of Lord Randolph Churchill, i.e. the father of Sir Winston Churchill, which possibly explained Winston Churchill's raving philo-Semitism, which is to say he was very pro-Jewish. So in the 20th century, they in a way became less prominent as Rothschild. Often they'd intermarried, and through the female branches, people who were Rothschilds by ancestry had other surnames. One of them was very involved in the Communist Party in the 1930s. Sir James Goldsmith, the prominent businessman, billionaire, founder of the Referendum Party, which is important in the 1997 election, he was partly of Rothschild descent. His son, Lord Zach Goldsmith, sometime Conservative MP for Richmond Park and Kingston North, he's of Rothschild descent. There are all sorts of ridiculous conspiracy theory about the Rothschilds, that they controlled the world, but it seems to me like a ludicrous anti-Semitic trope, and the truth is far more prosaic. I mean, who are the Rothschilds? Because descended from the famous Amar Rothschild in the 18th century, there'll be hundreds of people who are his descendants these days. And the idea that they're some vast conspiracy is absolutely bonkers and a pernicious lie. But there is a Lord Rothschild. Currently, he's in his high 80s, and they have their country seat in Buckinghamshire. I can't quite remember it, even though I have visited it. It's open to the public. And I've got a YouTube video of it as well, which they built in the late 19th century. And the Lord Rothschild back then are real eccentric. He was one of the first people, though, to have electricity in his house in the United Kingdom. And he got some zebra to pull his horse-drawn carriage. Zebra can't be tamed to ride, but they can be made to pull carriages. But that Lord Rothschild is maybe a secular leader of the Jewish community, even though he's only a quarter Jewish himself. And it's actually his father's father who was fully Jewish. So in that sense, he wouldn't be halakhically Jewish. And one of my former school friends, Indra Neil Mahapatra, was his right-hand man till about 10 years ago, but has gone off to found Kingsley Capital. Anyway, that's enough about the Rothschilds for the moment.